Good morning. We're taking in Chayyadim, Klamim Zion, Simon Gimel. So the Chayyadim says that if you hold that you need Sviya Deraisa, a person does not eat Kadei Sviya, he's only going to be Chayyav Midrabanan. And then if he has a Suffolk, if he benched, it'll only be a Suffolk Rabanan, which would say the rule of Suffolk Brachas Lahaka. We call welcome Roy Liyore Shemaim Shitul Yadav Vivorach Hamotzi. So the Kula Yalma Ba'ochel Kazayas Chayiv Levorach Al Kaponim Mida Rabbana. But what the Chayyadim tells us is that the appropriate thing to do, if a person can do that, it's not Achila Gasa, a person should eat a Kazayas at this point. When he eats a Kazayas at this point, he's Vare Chayiv, at least Mida Rabbana, to bench. And he can be moitzi his suffix that way. Now, why is a person mechuyav to do that? Is this true in general by suffix derabanan, the suffix brachas lahakol, that you're mechuyav to try to find a solution? So we mentioned already the machlokes between the marsha and the marshal. In the case of continuing to eat, are you allowed to eat based on this rule of suffix brachas lahakol? And according to the marsha, you're allowed to, because I weren't mechuyav your brachas in this situation. So arguably, in the case of the Bidiyavid, maybe according to the Mishnah, you would not be Mechuyav Dusa. But what the Chayyadim is arguing is the following. Since according to many Shitas, even without Sviya, a person is Chayyav Mida Raisa to bench. Because many Rishonim Paskin that Mida Raisa, a person is Chayyav to bench at a Kazayas. So you are in a very difficult situation. According to some Rishonim, it's a Deraisa. And a Suffolk Deraisa is L'chumra. According to some Rishonim, that we hold that you need Sviya, Midaraisa, you're not Chayiv, you're only Chayiv Midarabanan, and Suffolk Deraisa is the Kula, and Suffolk Brachas L'chakal, which means you're not allowed to bench. So according to some Rishonim, you have a Chiyiv to bench, and according to some Rishonim, you're not allowed to bench. So in that situation, the appropriate thing to do is to find a solution to be able to be yotze to all of the opinions. So the Chayyadim says, well, I have a solution. A person would go now and eat a kazayas, he's vare chayiv to bench, at least min rabbanan, so he can then use this benching, which he's mechuyav to bench, at least min rabbanan, to moitzi his suffik deraisa that he has. So how much should he eat? He should eat a kazayas. Now the Chayyadim does point out in the situation that a person would have to wash his hands and say hamoitzi, because clearly the case was that he was Mesir Das from eating anymore. He was in a suffix, whether he benched already or not. But that clearly indicated that he planned not to eat it anymore. So that would create a Hesir Das in the Suda, as we'll see more of the halachas of Hesir Das later on. So he clearly is no longer in the middle of the Suda, so he has to wash his hands again. And that would be with a bracha. And he says a moitzi, he eats a kazayas and he benches. Now the Chayyadim adds in one more point. And there's another opinion in the Rishonim which says that maybe even if a Kazayas is the Rabbanon, a Kebeya is the Raisa. Now where does this come from? This comes from Gemara and Brachas. I'm in Tesim Abeis. That the Gemara has a Mechukas between Rameir and Yehuda. Is the Chiyuv of the bench on a Kazayas? Or is the Chiyuv of the bench on a Kebeya? Rameir says it's a kazayas. Vechalta is a chila, and a chila throughout the Torah means a kazayas. Misavot is referring to shtia, like we mentioned before. And Yehuda says, no, it means a chila which has sviya, which is a kebeya. Tosis points out that this is an asmachta, because really, mikra din, you need sviya gemura, like other gemuras, except as brachas indicate. So even though a kebeya is more than a kazayas, and it creates some level of sviya, that's not true Svi of the Torah is referring to. This Gemara is an Asmachta Ba'alma. The Mishnah Berurah finds this Shita, which paskins that Kebeya is the Raisa, to be quite a Chiddush. It's one Shita's Rishonim. The vast majority of the Rishonim understand that Gemara, that the Pesach is like the opinion over there of Rameir, that it's Kazayas. And they address the issue of the Girsa Rameir versus Yehuda, who could be paskin like, etc. But they pass on that Gemara means a kazayas, either miraisa or mirabanan. The passing kebaya is difficult to understand in the flow of the Gemara. Balkaponim, the chayalim does, whereas Mishabura seems to not be chashish for the sheet of kebaya, but the chayalim does add it over here in a case for a person who's a Yari Shemaim who wants to come to a situation which would be the best of all worlds. So even if he can't eat again now, a point of Kedei Sviya, but eating a Kazayas, he will have a Chiyav, at least a Chiyav in Rabbanan. And when he eats a Kebeya, you're adding even more Shitas that it would be a Chiyav Deraisa. So that he should do so. One interesting question which comes up is, let's say a person ate earlier and now he eats a kebaya or a kazayas, and this kazayas gives him a sviya in conjunction with the earlier achila. So he only ate a kazayas or a kebaya of bread, and the earlier achila really was, let's say, he benched, etc. But arguably, the state of sviya which he has right now should be mekayif him a bracha, even though all he ate is a kazayas at this point in time. So there are some who would say that would be true. So in this case that the chayadim is describing, it's actually possible the person could be chayiv midaraisa just by eating the kazayas, because if that gives him a state of sviya right now, he would accomplish this. Two last points about this. If a person is going to be eating achila gasa because of this, a person should not do so. Achila gasa is the point that the person feels revolted by the fact that he's eating. Number one. Number two, this idea of Roi L'Yir Shemayim, to do this, the Mishabura introduces the same idea in regards to women mentioned in the previous siman, that they have a suffix whether Chayiv D'Oraisa, and therefore, if they don't eat Kedei Sviya in Tzarech L'Hachmir, since many Rishonim hold there is a Chayiv on a Kazayas, so it would be appropriate for them to try and bring themselves to a Vadi situation, like we're saying over here. Actually, one more point. In regards to who should lead the benching, so preferably the person who should lead the benching should be a person who's chai of the rice. So if one person ate Kedei Sviya, another person did not eat Kedei Sviya, we should ask the person who ate Kedei Sviya to be the one who's leading benching. If nobody ate Kedei Sviya, but one person drank, so according to that opinion, he's at Achila and Shtia, and other people are thirsty but didn't drink for whatever reason, there wasn't enough to drink. So the person who ate and drank would be the one who should lead benching. Have a good day.